Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Are you gay? No? You want to be for half an hour?
Yes.
Our junk funk lady got back to us. Nakia. Real quick, guys, wanted to mention that it's important for folks to take extra precautions right now since access to testing and treatment, that would be for the STDs, health department, are harder to come by right now. We, the health department, are working on a mechanism to get home test kits and a safe sex kit into people's hands for free. I will keep you posted.
Did you say PS wrap up that bear? Come on, stick with that. Use that at the clinic. You're allowed to use that. As Todd and Tyler say, wrap up that bear.
That's like the inspirational phrases on the wall in a locker room. Yeah, that place just says wrap that bear
wrap
up.
Wrap that bear up.
And they could make a cute little mascot.
Yeah. You know, a bear with a rubber
a
suit on.
Cute little bear.
Right.
Yeah. Wrapped in
with
latex.
His pelvis like sticking straight out.
There you go. There you go.
Bang like a champion.
Sure. Anytime. Ben Roy is funny. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Our good friend, used to be a comedian, Craig Peters, will phone the program from Cleveland tomorrow. Nick's got a gig, by the way. He's going to stand up Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
I'm not lying. 5 months from now.
The only thing on the books.
We'll remind you of it daily.
We'll give you more details. We might. We'll give you more details later on.
Nick, you got a gig? Still that one around Thanksgiving? All right.
I've made a poster for it already.
Good.
Because what else you got to, yeah. to do?
Yeah. Bring one in here. We're hanging up. So we can just show, in case I don't forget. We'll hang it up on the wall here. Nick's got a gig.
I'm thinking of taking my bazooka out and go get a sandwich this weekend.
Good idea, man.
Good.
I saw your mouth agape there,
yeah,
Craig.
So a little bit more about that UFC fight that the comedian was talking about, Ben Roy.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Apparently in the fourth round, the guy that lost was just getting beat on, lost a couple of teeth there in the fourth round, and so while he was getting beat, he picked up his teeth and handed them to the referee.
I remember talking to
him. He still didn't call it?
Hey, here's my teeth. You hold on to them. I'm gonna need those back.
Wow.
I remember talking to, asking Houston Alexander about that, former UFC Houston Alexander, friend of the show. And we used to fight these big fights. And I remember he was getting his ass kicked somewhere. And, you know, I wouldn't say it to his face, but he was getting beat. And the guy was punching him in the head, and he was up against the fence there. National, it was a TV bout, and you saw him getting hit, and you knew him, and we knew Houston, so it was sad. And I said, he goes, just a fight, don't worry about it. I mean, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't.
That's part of it.
They don't. Yeah, I'm getting hit in the head really hard. It's just what I do.
That's the job sometimes.
Right. I said, it might be what you do, but it doesn't stop me from feeling bad because he's my buddy getting his head punched in. Yeah. You know? So that's why that sport has always bugged me a little bit, and I think it's a pretty cool sport, don't get me wrong. But it's just so brutal. But you got to remember, those guys are just getting hit, going, okay, bang, 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 bang. I'm
thinking, yeah, but they got to realize, too, it's hard
I'm crying.
For their
I'm
friends
cry.
To watch you get beat up.
Yes, right. Yeah, and can you imagine family?
Yeah.
Like your dad, your husband, your wife checking you out, you know, because there's also women fighters out there.
Yeah. I do that watching Jake Ellenberger, who was He made kind of made a run for a while in the UFC.
Yeah,
I grew up with that dude.
Oh, you,
like,
Jake?
When they're winning, it's the best.
Yes.
You're like, oh, he's kicking ass.
When Houston was kicking ass, right.
But once they start, once they get clipped a little bit, you're like, oh, dude, oh.
Right,
Yeah, it's tough to watch.
It is tough to watch.
You're just yelling at the screen, duck, duck.
Right. Now I know why when you see those, you know, how like parents can't watch, you know.
Yeah, I love that, though. Like, having a vested interest in those fights, and then they just knock somebody out.
That's
incredible.
When it's vested, when you feel vested in that. But, hey, I'm sorry, dude, but he's not calling this, so I got to keep punching you until he calls it. I love that they were, you know, hear the audio.
Yeah.
That might have been last night. Actually, they did one last night, too.
Well, I wonder, like,
that one was.
Without the crowd noise, I wonder if NFL games, if, like, coaches on the sidelines are going to have to talk quieter, like, even calling plays in. And
that's true.
All of that.
Well, like Todd's right about that noise. They might even pump new. If they actually end up playing the NBA, they probably might have to pump in some noise too, because just squeaking sneakers. Mm-hmm. But see, the NBA is only—they really only cheer when there's like just a bucket. You know, they don't cheer in the middle of it.
Yeah, there's like chatter amongst
the
crowd.
There's chatter, but
right. Joey makes a good point. They're gonna have to have some cardboard cutouts in the Lambeau end zone for the first Packer touchdown.
Right.
So when you do the leap, you're not just jumping into an empty stadium.
Right.
What's the point?
He's got a point there.
Unless someone's there to catch you. Why leap?
That's traditional. Well, the lonely Lambeau leap.
You miss and then smack your helmet on a metal bench that's sitting right there.
Idiots jump up there and just fall into the bench, right, puss?
What if they would allow like the players' families to be there?
I wanted that too.
I think I saw yesterday they were talking about golf's plan. They're saying no families would be allowed on the course. Or
and there you actually could spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still they're talking 400 essential personnel for a golf.
I know.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, because you've got all the golfers, and you've got the people surrounding them,
and the cameras,
the immediate people, not even family,
surrounding
them, and then you've got all the workers at the place that have to do something, and
towers of the cameraman.
The stuff.
Right.
How many golfers are in a tournament? 60.
Oh, no, typically there's
144, usually somewhere in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they cut the field in half by the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, so if you could keep that to 400.
Right. The concern
I saw amazing.
About a golf tournament without a gallery is these guys are going to lose more balls.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to get saved. A lot of those guys get saved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hit a woman's shins back in the fairway.
Yeah.
That normally
would have ricocheted off that dude's skull,
right.
And we would have been good.
Right. And if there's no crowd, are there big stands around these holes? No.
Probably not.
And that saves a lot of guys.
Yep.
Because that's a man-made structure. He's only a foot off the green now because it hit the, you know.
They use it as a backstop,
right.
Like a cable guy did at Pebble Beach.
Exactly.
So you won't have that.
Now, granted, you shouldn't need that, but there are really good golfers that have gotten breaks in big tournaments when they hit things like that.
Well, and the crowd.
In.
Yeah.
And the crowd, for sure.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't penetrate the crowd. A ball that would have been way out of bounds.
Now, what are they doing? The first golf match, I think, is the end of June, right? Now, that doesn't take in account this celebrity thing.
Mid-June in Texas.
Oh, that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
Well, we don't care in Texas.
The Colonial.
We're going to breathe on you. You can't even cough anymore.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A Cleveland Clinic nurse is going to help start the NASCAR season this weekend. They picked Frank Mercury be one of 36 grand marshals for Sunday's race at Darlington. He has spent the last month helping care for patients in New York City.
All right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
One of any number of grand marshals.
That's this weekend? Darlington?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think they could do without the grand marshal?
Right.
If you're trying to keep people at a minimum, yeah. Do you need that dude?
No,
well, you need
don't.
3 dozen of them.
No, you don't.
You need 36 grand marshals.
That's betting insane. You don't.
Are they going to separate them? No, they probably won't. Probably always stand there in a group.
Get a big
well,
picture
if they're
of
nurses,
everybody.
They're going to know. This guy has spent months.
No, he knows what he's doing. I'm talking about
helping patients, and he's not going to stand around in an unsafe.
Now, he might not
place.
Yeah.
They all are nurses.
They know the procedure.
All 36 of them are
pussies.
Nurses. I think
NASCAR guys are calling pussies.
The forced high fives and hugs.
Yeah.
George Lucas is 76 today. Mark Zuckerberg is 36 today.
Lucas is older.
Who's taller?
Who's taller?
I think they're
Mark Zuckerberg or George Lucas.
They look very average size, both of
them. Yeah. And Lucas's hair might make him seem like he's taller because he's got that poof.
But they don't measure you from the top of your hair.
Mm-mm. Oh, this is tough.
I'm going to say George Lucas.
Yeah, I want to say Lucas also.
I'll go the other way.
But Zuckerberg looks like a pretty slight man.
He's skinny, but he didn't look. But Lucas isn't a tall guy either, so this is why Craig does this.
I'm going Zuckerberg.
Oh, I'm going to go Lucas. No, did I say Lucas? Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas.
I might be 0-2. Puss at least be 1-1.
There's a lot on the line here.
There is.
Todd, did you place a guess?
I'll guess Zuckerberg, because I don't think Lucas is that tall.
I might have guessed Zuckerberg as well. George Lucas is 5'6".
He is short.
Yeah. I like where this is
Zuckerberg
going.
Zuckerberg is taller than 5'6".
Zuckerberg is 5'7".
Oh, damn. Oh, it was close.
By an inch.
Shut up.
It's a game of inch.
Yeah.
That's Father Juan.
Nick originally coined that term.
Game of inches is Father Juan.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's a game of inch.
A game of inch.
This coming from
you know, it was satisfying to win that, but walking out 1-1 still.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm 0-2, so.
Well, I mean, all right. We have a.
I don't want to go over three, man.
Couple of I don't Michelle Bachmann birthdays. He was on this date in 2015. We lost B.B. King.
Happy birthday!
He was on this date in 1998. We lost Frank Sinatra.
Happy birthday!
That's tough.
Sinatra's deader.
Who's fatter? B.B. King.
You don't want to play who's taller?
I think B.B. King is more diabetic as well. Or what?
On that one. We could play who's taller on that. We could play who's older at the time of death.
No, let's play.
That's a new angle.
That's a new angle. Oh, B.B. King was older.
Oh, no, I think Sinatra was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Sinatra.
Oh, you're right, because of the diabetes.
I'll say Sinatra.
Oh, I'd rather play who's taller. Except Sinatra.
I don't think that one's easier.
Sinatra wasn't that tall.
No, I don't think they either were.
And B.B. King was always on a stool.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, and just in the last 60 years of his life.
Yeah, last 60 years of his life.
Just
he was always
decades.
On a stool. I hate both these games. I don't want to play either one.
Yeah, neither of them seems easy.
Can we just say I'm not playing?
We don't have to play who's taller or who was older at the time of their demise. Yeah,
but if we don't play, are you not going to tell us the answers?
No, I won't tell you the
answers. I'll look them up. Don't give me that. No, I will. I'll forget to look them up.
No, you won't.
Just tell me. The audience needs to hear.
What? Who's taller?
Okay, I'll go who's taller. I'll say B.B. King's taller, and I'll say Sinatra was older.
I'd do the same.
Sinatra on both.
Yeah, Sinatra on both.
Frank Sinatra died at the age of 82. He was 5'7". B.B. King died at the age of 89.
Oh, I lost that one.
And he was 5'10".
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I was 1-1.
Yeah, I went 0-2 there.
What were you? 1-1?
Yep, same thing.
Yep. At least I'm 1-4 in a day.
God, I hate choking in the bottom of the 9.
You did.
And it is the bottom of the 9.
Did.
Yeah.
So,
good game. At least it's not Friday, though. We got tomorrow to redeem ourselves.
Yeah, I'm not showing up.
Yeah,
walk out of your 500
one
for
and
the
four
day.
Going in, okay. I'm 1-4.
Well, I think we all evened out at 1-4.
Did we?
Yeah, because I had one.
No,
that was
Nick,
early.
Nick was 2-2, I believe.
I think so.
You were 2-2?
Yeah.
Get out of
here. Well, I was 1-1 going into that.
Yeah, so you're 2-2. Yeah. Right?
I was 2-2, but I bet you Craig doesn't do a game tomorrow just so he makes me finish 0-2 for the week.
Yeah.
And it was on this date in 1998, the final episode of Seinfeld. On this date in 2006, the final episode of The West Wing.
You know, the late 90s don't seem 20 years ago, and they are. Watching that Watch that Michael Jordan doc about the last season, the 98. They won it in 98. Thinking, oh, that was 7-8 years ago.
I have noticed that if you catch some reruns of Seinfeld or Friends or something there, yeah. It's starting to look dated.
Well, because the outfits. The 90s look was – I was watching – I mentioned this earlier, movie from 1995, 9 months.
Yeah.
With Julianne Moore and
– Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant and that. And their outfits – are so 90s.
Well, even in the
so 90s.
Even in The Last Dance, the gigantic suits jackets,
right?
The
right.
Jordan and Pippen and those guys are wearing. I mean, that's totally 90s.
Well, in Seinfeld, there's a lot of the situations that they get into wouldn't even be issues today because of technology.
That's right.
Yeah. George wouldn't be breaking into somebody's house to get a, you know, a voicemail tape.
That's right. That's right.
At YouGov, they asked people if they think their employer is monitoring them while they are working from home.
I've thought that ever since I started in radio.
Really? Somebody listening?
They've been listening to me for 30-some years. Oh, longer than that. Excuse me. I've been on radio a long time. I'm not going to say it.
They
actually
know you're not at home, though.
No, but it doesn't matter, though. I think they're listening. I've always hated that.
Well, I've had the experience where there's a lot of bosses who don't.
That helps.
Yeah. You can safely assume... No, they're not listening.
No, it's one of my favorite things about this job. When people say, "I heard that," I go, "Yeah, really?
That's
what
point.
I did. That's what I do."
If you didn't hear it, we don't have a job.
Hey, the boss heard that. Really? Yeah, good. That's I was broadcasting. Ours is different. I get it. At home, even now,
working from home specifically.
Turn your computer off.
Yeah, or put a little.
Well, why you get to work from home is because your computer's on.
Good point. How about a little black tape on your photos so you're not working shirtless?
Okay, but monitoring doesn't necessarily mean watching.
Oh, they can
hear you. Just be checking out what you're doing, just making sure your computer's on and you're doing something.
That guy's an ass. Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah. Yep. Well, but you don't have to listen or watch. You can just monitor the
activity.
The activity of the computer.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine just started a job remotely, and we were talking about how he's got to set the standard of like working at a steady pace, but not just busting his ass right out of the gate.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you're just putting out like crazy output, then they'll expect that all the time.
That's true.
So 16% of us say that they do think the employer is monitoring them. 20% say they don't believe their employer is monitoring them. And 10% don't know. 54% say... I'm not working from home.
Well, we're here. They're monitoring us, I can tell.
If they have the technology to monitor me and use that money instead of setting me up with a home studio, I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they're not eavesdropping on me.
Well, not now because you aren't working from home.
Like our boss could be listening right now. And if he is...
Blackout.
We tell our boss he sucks on the air.
Yeah. I wonder if he hears that.
Ben Roy joined us. Check out the what's his podcast called again? The one who's pimping there.
The Grolic Saved the World.
Right. All right.
I don't know how you spell Grolic.
Or what's it mean?
Grawlix.
What's it mean?
Grolic, that's a comedy troupe that he put together.
A troupe.
They did three of them.
Got it. All right, cool.
No, it's not a Harry Potter character.
No, but I think they're actually like the symbols, Hobbit. Like the at symbol and the asterisk and the exclamation point. I think those are called Grolic.
Oh, I never knew that.
I only knew that because of his group.
I was not aware they had a name.
Oh, Mr. 2 for 2 is smart over there.
Yeah.
2 and 2.
It's not going to help me. And who's taller?
No, it's not. Craig Peters joins the show tomorrow, comedian buddy of ours. Nick's got a gig in Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We'll keep you updated on that for the next 5 months. Have a great day. Wear a freaking mask, all right? Be a human being.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.